Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror. Greetings, viewers and listeners. Meet Hook Jim here, the Wrestle Horror Podcast. With me, as always, my co-host, Donnie Hoover. Donnie, there's so much going on right now. It's January, and things are just going crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got more things I need to get done than I do hours in the day. So we're trying to figure it out, get it done. We're doing what we can.
Right. You know, I've got some things coming up, too. And it's a busy month, oddly enough, in January. But, hey, we'll take it, right?
Absolutely. It's better than sitting around doing nothing.
That's right. But, you know, we were talking about this off the air, and this is exciting because we went to the inaugural Squared Circle Expo. And now Squared Circle Expo 2 is coming up in April of this year in Indianapolis. And, you know, we've been watching them post talent after talent on their guests list. And, oh, my gosh, this is going to be even bigger than Squared Circle Expo 1.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I'm super pumped for it. And me and Terry was actually talking about it last night. And she's starting to see a lot of the old stars that are getting booked to come in and all that, like Luger and all those guys. And she's like starting to get excited for it now, too. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a big weekend for sure.
Oh, yeah. And I can promise all our viewers and listeners that this time around, we're taking the video equipment and we're going to use it.
Oh, yeah. We're going to capture as much as we can.
It's not going to be all just audio. We're going to have it all on video. Now, we'll still take the audio and put it on the audio part, but you'll be able to see us interviewing these celebrities and stars. And some of these guys are just, I mean, we grew up watching some of these guys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I'm pumped for it. I'm ready.
The more announcements they make, the more excited I get. You know, Ed, Heather, and Adolfo are really just – they're 1,000% committed to this expo, and I don't know how they do it, but they've got some great names, and they're not done yet.
Oh, yeah. Nope. I'm expecting a lot more to come down the pipeline. And with the unfortunate recent news of Regal, I'm hoping he gets added to the list too, because he's like one of my favorites. I've always loved Regal.
You know, I have too. I used to love to hate him. But he did his job well, and, you know, I don't know what's going on in Vince's head, but the buzz in the wrestling world is they're getting rid of all the Triple H hires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we were talking about earlier today.
And I don't get it. I mean, well, and speaking of that, you know, I noticed something on the news this past week. The Impact World's Knockout Champion Mickie James is going to be in the Royal Rumble.
Yep. Yeah, that was something I didn't see coming, to be honest, especially when they left on bad terms last time.
Well, it's not only that, but they're collaborating with Impact. Like, what the hell's going on here?
Right. Taking a page out of AEW's books, what they're doing.
Well, you know, Impact has broken the forbidden door, opened the forbidden door in a lot of different promotions. And now WWE, I mean, that's about as many as you can get.
Yeah.
So I don't know what Vince is thinking. And quite frankly, you know, they need female talent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because of all this people quitting and getting fired. And, you know, he's not seeing the big picture, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think there's something going on that we're not realizing. So I wouldn't be surprised if they end up selling, you know, sooner or later. So if you have WWE stock, hold on to it. Right. Because it's going to, if they sell, it's going to skyrocket.
Well, but you know, enough about that. Let's get back to the Squared Circle Expo, and you know, traditionally in the past year and then this year, you don't see a lot of WWE stars. We did have Kane last year, but you see a lot of AEW stars.
Right. Yeah.
And this guest list, I mean, aside from AEW, I mean, They got Impact talent. They've got AEW talent. They've got NWA talent coming down the pike.
Mm-hmm.
And some of this talent is old school. Like, I got really excited the other day when I saw Ricky the Dragon Steamboat was added to the guest list.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one. That was another one that Terry, when she found out, she was like, "Hey, guess who's going to be there now?" And so she was pretty pumped about that one.
And you know, they've got some. They got some guys returning for the second year. Like, let's see, Sammy Guevara will be back.
Mm-hmm.
He just became the new interim TNT champion again.
Yeah.
And the Headbangers, or the Handbangers, as I mistakenly
said. Yeah. I wonder if they're going to remember that. I'm sure they might. But
I really do, because those guys were an absolute riot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'm pretty sure they'll remember it. It's something you just don't forget.
I couldn't believe what I had said, but they played it off so well, and they just made the whole interview fun. I mean, from that point on, it was a laugh riot, you know? And if listen to the episode, you know what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yep, for sure.
But, you know, let's talk about some of the other people that are going to be on this guest list, Donnie. I mean.
Oh, yeah. A lot of good stuff.
You got the guest list there. Let's talk about who you want to talk about here.
Well, the one that there's actually two that stick out to me the most. And the first one is obviously Matt Cardona, and because I think he's going to be a great get, and you know, it's going to be interesting to talk to him. And for some reason, I don't know why, I'm fascinated with his fascination with wrestling figure collecting. So, and I think it's from where I was like watch Comic Book Men, and I kind of got into that show, and then I found out that he kind of does it too. And I was just like, yeah, so yeah, that'll be interesting. And then, of course, I'm sure you feel the same way. The one I want to interview and talk to the most is Abaddon, and just because she epitomizes what we are. So,
yes, definitely. Abaddon is high on the list there. Just her look alone, it screams. I mean, it takes the horror genre character to the next level.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, there's a ton of them on there that I want to try to talk to. Yeah, like I said, they just announced Ted DiBiase. You know, I'd like to talk to him. You know, New Age Outlaws, which Billy Gunn was there last time, but Road Dogg wasn't. So the Outlaws will be fun to talk to. Right. You know, it's just there's a ton that I want to get in there with.
Oh yeah, me too. I mean, we've got Swoggle or Horn. As he was known in the WWE.
Yeah.
He's got to be a great interview because of the gimmick. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we've got Eric Smalls.
Mm-hmm.
Swoggle, he's a character.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he actually wrestles pretty regular for AIW up in Cleveland. So he would, you know, he's in our area. So someday maybe make a now appearance. So you just never know. We'll have to talk to him about it.
You know, we'll put him up against Jake Shepard, see if Jake can eat him too.
Right. A three-way dance, Jake, Smalls, and Swoggle. That'd actually be a hilarious match. I actually like that.
You know, another a talent that's coming, the Good Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Doc Gallows and Carl Anderson. I mean.
Yep.
They've been tag team champions in all the major promotions.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to be there. So, and actually, Machine Gun Carl Anderson is originally from Fairfield, Ohio, which is just down the road from me.
Yeah. Yep. He's another Ohio guy. And so I look forward to seeing them and stuff. And yeah, like I said, they definitely are a tag team that I've watched and appreciate what they bring to the table for sure.
You know, one that's not on their website yet, but is definitely on their Facebook page that really got me excited recently is Lex Luger.
Yeah. Yeah. So many questions. So many questions.
Lex is one of those guys that I watched with Sting, you know, during the 80s and 90s. It's like those two were either they were inseparable, whether or not they were opposed to one another or working together. So I'm just interested to hear some stories from Lex Luger as well. I mean, the opportunity with Sting was awesome, but I just want to kind of fill that out with Lex's stories.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, he's been around. Everybody knows, and wrestling knows who he is. And like I said, he's got a history on the good part of wrestling, and he's also got a little bit of history on the bad part of wrestling. So I don't know how willing he will be to talk about the bad part of it, but I might, you know, drum up the nerve to ask questions. Like I said, I ain't going to talk about them here, but I got questions, things I'd like to know.
Make sure you don't piss them off.
All right.
So who else, Donnie? Who else are you looking forward to see here?
Like I said before, I mentioned it before, you know, Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, you know, he's always an icon, and, you know, I kind of want to pick his brain and see what kind of knowledge we can pull out of him, and maybe even kind of throw a couple Virgil questions at him just to see what we can get out of him and see if we can't stir something up. So I think that'd be fun.
Are you sure we won't see Virgil outside of the convention center with his little table?
It wouldn't surprise me. It would not surprise me at one bit. Or if he's just walking around that front of the entrance. It would not surprise me one bit. So, and like I said, another thing we'd mentioned and Terry was excited about was Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. He's going to be full of knowledge, and I can't wait to pick his brain and stuff and see what we can get from him and stuff. So, yeah, like I said, there's a ton of people here that I'm excited to talk to, and it's going to be a good weekend, and I'm looking forward to it. See how many people we can end up accidentally in the elevator with, get a little elevator talk. That's what we need. We need to create an elevator pitch and prepare. Yeah, like a round of two or three quick questions.
Have the camera with us.
Yeah. Have our phone recorded. And as soon as the door starts to open, just hit record. And you say, you never know. So, yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
I'm going to have to buy some more backup batteries for the camera.
Right.
Another person on the guest list is Matt Cardona's brand new bride, Chelsea Green.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be fun.
Yeah, and, you know, she used to wrestle in Impact as Laurel Van Ness, the Hot Mess.
Mm-hmm.
She wrestled and was associated with Maria Kanellis and, you know, Allie, the Bunny from AEW. But Chelsea's a great talent, and I'm looking forward to hopefully speaking with her as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm willing to bet that her and Matt are right next to one another in the convention center.
Oh, yeah. I'd say her, Matt, and Brian Myers will all be together.
Oh, yeah, because Brian's the other half of the wrestling figure collecting thing, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. So, like I said, I got questions for him, too.
And we've got the Lucha Brothers. Ray Phoenix and Penta Zero, is it now? I know his name a couple of times. Hopefully, Ray will be okay, because after that match last week in his arm.
Yeah, that looked nasty.
That looked really nasty.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't think it'll stop him from making an appearance, but he might, you know, he might have a sling or something on at least, if not a cast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but, I would imagine. Well, I say, well, we're, 4 months out, so.
Well, he might be healed up by then.
Yeah, he might be good to go by then. Who knows?
Depends on how bad it was.
Yeah, it looked bad. Like I say, looks can be deceiving, but yeah, it looked pretty rough.
It reminded me of that time Sid Vicious broke his leg.
Mm-hmm.
That?
Yep. Doing off the second rope, yeah.
That was gruesome.
Oh, yeah. Just folded right underneath him.
This is a special haunt industry announcement. We are pleased to inform you of the 2022 Fear Expo, which is a live in-person trade show taking place at the Owensboro Convention Center in Owensboro, Kentucky. The show will start on January 21st, 2022 and end on January 23rd, 2022. This trade show promises to be highly interesting and informative, including three knowledge-filled days of haunt masterclasses and truly amazing haunt industry vendors from all over the country. You can also expect loads of fun with after-hour events, like the Friday Night Rock Party with live bands and Mr. Hyde's Alter Ego Costume Bash on Saturday night. There will also be a Nightmare Networking session, a haunt tour, and more. Best news of all for the vendors, your first 10x10 booth is free, so it would be wise to plan ahead and lock in your space now. And for the haunt owners, admission is free if pre-ordered or $25 at the door. For more information, visit FearExpoLive.com. That's FearExpoLive.com.
You know, we've also got another guy that used to be with Impact. Now he's at AEW, All Ego, Ethan Page. And he's really just grown into himself since he started in Impact. And he's become very, very impressive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he always puts on good performances and stuff. And he's a great talent. And some people love him. Some people hate him. And that's the kind of guys I like.
Guys that ride the line, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And what about this? We've also got FTR.
Mm-hmm. We're FTR, probably one of the best tag teams ever.
They remind me a lot of the old Minnesota Wrecking Crew.
Yep. Yep, Ole and Arn. That was my team back in the day.
Yep. And they've got that pure – they're very technical. Mm-hmm. And they know a lot of moves, and it's not all about jumping around and high flying. It's about mat wrestling.
Yep.
Just like the Wrecking Crew.
Yep. And they got that mean streak in them too, just like the Wrecking Crew.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I think Ole was a little meaner than Arn was. But
that's what I was going to say. Well, maybe Ole was a little mean, had a mean streak. But yeah, he was brutal. I think that's why I liked him, just because he was such an ass. So, but yeah, like I said, so many good talents. And like I said, they're not just only going to be wrestlers there. There's going to be vendors there too, you know, us being one of them. But, you know, you're going to have vendors there with all kind of different products and ideas and gimmicks. And so I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm sure there's going to be, you know, people there that wasn't announced, and there's going to be more coming down the road for sure. So it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, I definitely expect some locals to be there, you know. Like, you know, Cody Hawk, Shauna Reed.
Uh-huh.
But the vendors, too. I mean, last year, you know, the times we went around, excuse me, and we were just looking at all this stuff going, I want to buy this. Right.
Yeah, we'll have to save up a little spending fund for this round.
Right. But, you know, I got a couple of things. I got a couple of great drawings of Sting.
Uh-huh.
And believe it or not, a Darth Vader Funko Pop.
There you go. At a wrestling convention, that works.
Right. But, I mean, just there's a lot of vendors and a lot of different things, action figures, I mean, which you can always talk to Matt Cardona and Brian Myers about.
Right. Well, heck, remember when we walked in, I saw that it was the Friday the 13th action figure. It was one of the Jason action figures. The guy wanted too much for it, but I was like, man, I got a Jason Voorhees at a wrestling convention. So, but again, wrestle horror makes sense.
Right. Yeah. So I'm really excited to see what kind of vendors, and I can't wait for more guest announcements. You know, going down the list, they've also got, Alan Five Angels from AEW.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got a nice group of AEW people coming.
Fuego del Sol.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we pretty much covered the rest of them.
Yeah, Santana and Ortiz. I'm not sure if we mentioned them yet. They'll be there too.
But, you know, it's still 3 months out, 3.5 months out. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there's going to be a lot more people that they announce for sure.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it would be cool to talk to the New Age Outlaws together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I say it'd be nice if they put them and the Headbangers close together and we could get something going with both of them, like a back and forth or something. That'd be cool. That'd be pretty cool.
I'm kind of hoping the Boogeyman shows up again.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was just getting ready to say myself. It's like, they haven't seen him on there being booked yet, so I hope he makes it.
No, I want him to show up again just so we can torture Shauna again.
Mm-hmm.
If she's booked.
Right. Hey, if he doesn't be there. Yeah, I say if he doesn't get booked to come in this time around, maybe we can reach out to him about being at our vendor booth, and then that way we'll have him there for.
Yeah, I hope you're listening, Shauna.
So we got plans.
Yeah, and this time it's going to be on video.
Yeah, right.
I don't know, but the character change she's had lately at FGW, she might kill us both.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we might want to rethink it. Who knows?
I mean, she's been coming out in this black outfit, and she's got black lenses. Her eyes are completely black.
Mm-hmm.
Blood around her mouth. And
nice.
She really, she did Scotty Amos wrong on Friday night.
Yeah.
She let Matt Taylor pin him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, not good.
No. Something's weird. Something dastardly is going on.
Mm-hmm.
You better be careful of the daughter of a thousand maniacs, or we might become a victim of a thousand maniacs.
We'll have to keep it. We'll have to keep an eye on her to see how she is, see how much we want to, you know, test that theory and right. Push her.
But overall, we were excited last year, and I'm even more excited this year because I'm staying in the host hotel with you, so you never know who we're going to run into.
Oh yeah, yep.
And the hotel Teletext MasterCard.
Yep, there you go. We're going to have some good good cold refreshments, we'll say, on file and in the rooms. So whenever we need a nice refresher, we can go up there and get one. Stay hydrated.
What hydrated? I'm drinking. I told you I stopped most of it, but on a weekend like that, you know, the alcohol's coming out.
At a convention, that's kind of a given, isn't it?
Any convention.
Right, yeah. I know that was the big thing for everybody at the Midwest Haunters. Every time I turn around, people talk about how drunk they were and they don't remember this or that. It's like,
oh, don't even get me started about that, dude. I had some bad nights.
There's that video floating around where Anthony Newsom's making love to the wall. I don't know if you saw that video or not. Yeah, they were doing like some kind of karaoke or dancing, and they do their camera and move it over towards Anthony, and he's just like dry humping the wall and dancing. I was like, now that's a level of drunk I don't think I've ever seen before.
I'll tell you what, I don't know, it's been 5, 6, 7, 8 years back. I almost got arrested while I was still in the big bar on 2.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was really drunk and couldn't get up.
Yeah.
The cop almost arrested me, but they talked him out of it. It was like, that was a level of drunk I don't want to be at it again.
Right.
When I can't walk or even stagger, there's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Something wrong there.
Yeah. It was a rough night. There was some personal stuff going on, and I let it get away from me, and I got blasted.
Yep. Well, that happens. You know, sometimes you just got to let it out.
Right. So yeah, definitely. I mean, I won't do that again to that degree, but I'm going to enjoy myself and have fun.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Nothing wrong with having fun and enjoying it.
And hopefully this time around, getting good, go hang out with the wrestlers at the bar Friday night after the show. And
oh yeah, yep, go hang out and make a night of it. And you know, again this year we'll have Superman Onyx with us again, right, and right. So he'll be there on hand and stuff as well, so that'll be good.
Yes, Superman Onyx. will he or will he not still be the Arnold champion?
Yeah, we'll have to find out. Yep, so actually almost a month to the day, almost. Well, yeah, a month and a week after the Arnold. So, you know, once we get the wraps of the Arnold all done and get it put away, then we got to turn right around and prepare for the, the expo.
At least we don't have to set up a ring.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I probably still will. When Big Tom brings a ring down for the show, I'll probably go help.
What about your ring?
Oh, yeah, no, my ring's staying here. I ain't moving it nowhere. So, but, yeah, I always like, for some reason, I always like putting up rings. I don't know what it was. But, you know, even like now, I still put up our ring and help tear down. And I just have something I enjoy doing. I don't know. Sure. I'm one of the weird ones.
Don't you want to go abracadabra, poof, there it is.
All right, it'd be nice. It'd be nice if it wasn't so damn heavy. That's the sucky part, so big and heavy. See, and they need to make like a lightweight aluminum ring that's real sturdy, real strong.
Titanium.
Titanium, there you go. That's what we need. You buy one, it'd probably only run you about 13 grand.
I'd be on the cheap side for titanium.
Yeah.
That's an expensive metal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But it's really lightweight and stronger than steel.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That'd be what we'd need.
Well, so we've pretty much covered the guest list so far for Squared Circle Expo. And
yeah, I'm saying that's just getting things started.
Yeah, it's getting exciting, you know, and what else can be said? I mean,
yeah, no, just like I said, the tickets are on sale now for it. It's April 15th and 16th, yeah. And it's at the Wyndham Indianapolis West Hotel. And, you know, yeah, go to the website, squaredcirclex.com, get the tickets, get your stuff, get your room booked. I don't know if they got any more rooms at the hotel available, but there's other hotels in the area. But, yeah, Squared Circle X 2.
Well, we booked our rooms, what, last year right after Squared Circle X 1?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we got home Sunday, and I think we booked them Sunday night. So, yeah, we had a book beforehand, and we'll probably do the same thing. You know, like I said, if this one goes real good as I'm pretty sure it's going to, you know, we may just reserve it while we're there. You have to say, put us down for next year.
Well, you know, if it keeps growing like this, it might grow too big for the hotel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was pretty congested even last year with the COVID and everything. Right. And people, you know, it probably only being half capacity. I'm planning on it being, you know, twice as busy next year. Yep. So, you know, hopefully they have us in one of those prime spots again where you know, we get all the foot traffic coming in and out.
Yes, yes, I would love to have that spot again.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more people will come by our booth after we leave and take pictures in front of the banner.
Right. Yep. There you go.
Remember that picture that girl posted?
Yeah. I'll post it on Instagram. Yeah. After the thing was shut down, she sat down at our table because she liked our stuff.
Right.
Yep. So, yeah, that's nothing like free publicity. Can't beat that.
I'll just go wander the hotel after hours just looking for wrestlers.
Yep, there you go.
Sure, man.
Buy him a drink, start talking to him.
Right. What do you have, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Double scotch on the rocks, I'm your man. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be, I'm excited. I really am. These old school guys is really what's got me excited to talk to some of these guys, get those stories.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
Pump them full of beer and you probably get more out of them.
Right. Yep. Wouldn't take much.
But I don't know, Donnie, what else? I got nothing.
Yeah, no, I think that's about all we wanted to do. We just wanted to talk about Squared Circle and we're excited we're going to be there. I think it's time to take her home, to be honest. So, yeah, like I said, we got all the info out as of now. I'm sure more's coming down the pipe. And, yeah, so we may have another episode where we talk about the updated version and all that.
All right. Don't forget to check them out. Facebook.com/SquaredCircleExpo or SquaredCircleX.com to get your tickets and find out who's going to be there and all the good whatnot that's happening. Those are the two places to find it out. Make sure you get your tickets because I'm guessing they're going to go fast.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think like the first, like the main VIP, I think it's already sold out. It may not be, but I was under the assumption that it was already sold out and that they're already working on the second level of tickets.
I believe you're right. And as one other thing we did forget to mention is there will be a live wrestling event on Saturday night.
Yeah. Yep. Same like they did last year. And I'm sure some of the wrestlers obviously that are booked there will be on hand and be on the card. So okay. Yeah, it looks like the world champion VIP pass is already sold out. So, they got your main event passes and your general admission passes. So I would say, you know, if you're going to get them, you better start getting them.
Speaking of which, we need to buy some extra passes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. We got to get those for our vendor table, our vendor booths and stuff.
I'll get you some money and send it up to you for Chris.
Okay. That'll work.
With that being said, I just finished my beer.
Oh, it's time to wrap it up then.
It is. Squared Circle Expo. We got to get there. It's going to be the happening place again. If you're a wrestling fan, you never know who's going to be there. And there's a few surprises in hand. They always seem to do that, or at least I can't say always, but last year they did that. And mm-hmm. some people you might not have expected to be there were there. So
yep.
Keep an eye on the guest list. Get your tickets. Get there, meet some great superstars, and a lot of them were really cordial last year. The ones we were able to talk to mm-hmm. were really cordial and everything. So they're human beings just like us.
Yep, absolutely.
So with that being said, I do want to say thank you to Ed, Heather, and Adolfo again mm-hmm. putting together an amazing expo. We can't wait to be a part of it again. I'm Meat Hook Jim, along with Donnie Hoover. We are the Wrestle Horror Podcast, and we will talk to you on the next episode.
Yep. See you guys.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets, facebook.com/WrestleHorror, Instagram @WrestleHorror, Twitter @WrestleHorror, on YouTube at the Wrestle Horror Channel. And you can also find us on our website, www.WrestleHorror.com.